Arthur, Canada's most patriotic village is hitting a big milestone and locals are going all out to celebrate over Canada Day weekend. The village of Arthur is hitting its 150th anniversary of being incorporated, which meant it was officially recognized by the government. Jeff McKee, Arthur Historical Society Director and member of the Arthur 150 Steering Committee, said back in 1872 the village was made up of just 750 people after decades of slowly building up. He explained Arthur has its roots after Fergus and Alora were established and the government started eyeing land a little more north. In about 1840 the government set up a shack in Arthur, and Arthur started a tiny bit then, McKee said. People start getting a bit of land then and the roads get planned and the township gets planned. Slowly over the years farmers began to settle, businesses and services come. Eventually, McKee said in 1871 there was enough to apply to incorporate officially as a village. The government approved the application in the following year and Arthur was then an official village. They got a registry office, it puts it on the map. The train came in 1872 also, McKee said of the benefits of incorporating, although adding the train was coming anyway. Arthur remains a small town 150 years later at around 2,400 people but was amalgamated into the township of Wellington North along with Mount Forest in 1999. Fay Craig, chair of the Arthur 150 Steering Committee, was one of those who chose to call Arthur home. She said she first came in 1976 and established a dairy farm just north of Arthur where she raised her family. Many retail businesses have come and gone since my family chose to make Arthur home, Craig said on what's changed over the years. Craig was asked by Wellington North Council to chair the Arthur 150 Committee and select the members to organize and spearhead the weekend-long celebration. And there's no shortage of events from July 1 to July 3. Included is an opening ceremony and parade, food, a shop local event, a petting zoo, meet and greets, sports and activities, a concert by the Practically Hip and more among dozens of other happenings both big and small. The committee made every effort to include activities for all ages, from pony rides to historical walks, it will be there, Craig said. McKee said they decided to go all out for the 150 because it's a nice even number, and a good milestone that gives an excuse for the community to have fun. Craig said she is hoping for a lot of visitors into town and is looking forward to a good party with lots of people but wanted people to take a moment to consider the veterans, who are the ones behind the nickname of Canada's most patriotic village, due to a high enlistment rate in the World Wars. It is imperative to celebrate, reminisce and pause to appreciate the past and honor our veterans, Craig said. Their contributions and contributions that others have made should be recognized. An ongoing list and schedule for the events from July 1 to July 3 in Arthur can be found here.